You know, you sit down at your computer today, you type a simple question into a search bar, and instantly, like literally instantly, a million digital voices scream the exact same highly optimized, artificially generated answer right back at you.
Yeah, it is frankly overwhelming.
It really is. I mean, here we are in July 2026, and the internet is just completely flooded.
The sheer volume of content being published every single second right now is staggering.
Yeah.
We're generating more text in a single day than humanity used to produce in, an entire decade.
Oh, wow. And it just makes you wonder, in a world where literally anyone can instantly generate hundreds of perfectly formatted, grammatically flawless articles with a click of a button, how do you even know what's real anymore?
All right, how do you know who to actually trust?
Exactly. And that is our mission today for you listening. We are doing a deep dive into some truly fascinating materials we gathered, all under the theme of the evolution of authority, specifically looking at link building in the AI era.
And honestly, it couldn't be more timely. I mean, the fundamental mechanics of how information is sorted, validated, and ranked for you, they have completely shifted under our feet.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because there is a massive irony right at the top of our notes here that we have to talk
Oh,
about.
the SEO predictions.
Yes. For the last couple of years, the overarching prediction in tech was that AI would make traditional search engine optimization SEO completely obsolete.
Right, everyone was saying SEO is dead.
Totally. We were told keywords were dead, links were this relic of the past, yet here we are, staring at a stack of data where the absolute focal point of trust is backlinks.
What's fascinating here is that the exact opposite of the whole SEO is dead prediction came true. I mean, search platforms today, Google AI Overviews, OpenAI's ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, they're all drowning in duplicate, low-quality AI content.
This is sea of it.
Exactly. And to survive and to provide any tangible value to their users at all, they desperately need validation signals. They need a mechanism to basically filter the signal from the noise.
Because they can't just read the text anymore and assume, oh, this is beautifully written, it must be accurate.
No, not at all. The AI models write perfectly. They don't make typos. They structure paragraphs with impeccable logic every single time.
All right, so the actual text on the page is no longer a differentiator.
Exactly. When anyone can instantly generate an endless stream of flawless prose, search engines can no longer evaluate the content in isolation. They are forced to look outward.
They have to look at who is vouching for that content.
Precisely. Which brings us to this staggering data point from Ahrefs that we absolutely need to talk about.
Oh, the traffic stat? Yeah, lay it on us.
So they report that 96.55% of web pages receive zero organic traffic from Google.
Wait, 96%?
Over 96%. The internet is essentially a ghost town for the vast majority of creators, and the primary reasons cited across the board: a lack of quality backlinks.
That is insane. And looking at the broader research we have, it's not just RFs. Semrush and Backlinko corroborate that exact same trend.
Yeah, they do. There remains this incredibly strong mathematical relationship between the number of referring domains, meaning other independent websites linking to yours, and your visibility in search.
But hold on, I want to push back on this a little bit. Because when I hear a relationship between referring domains and visibility, my brain immediately goes to volume.
Right, like whoever has the most links wins.
Exactly. Like in the old days of the internet, getting backlinks was basically like stuffing a ballot box. You just wanted as many votes as possible, and it really didn't matter who was casting them. Are we just going back to doing that?
Not at all. Actually, if you try to stuff the ballot box today, the algorithm essentially ignores you, or worse, it actively penalizes you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The shift we've seen by 2026 is a huge move away from raw volume and entirely toward credibility. Backlinks today function much more like peer-reviewed citations in a scientific journal.
Okay, so if no one credible cites your shiny new AI-generated white paper, does it even exist to the algorithm?
I mean, it might be indexed, sure,
No.
but it certainly won't be surfaced to users.
Yeah.
The engines are actively looking for editorial mentions from trusted publications.
So it's about validation.
Exactly. Those mentions validate your entity authority. They confirm that your brand, or you as a person, is a recognized, established player in a specific field, not just some random web page that popped up yesterday.
Right. So when a respected website links to you, they are essentially transferring a piece of their hard-earned credibility over to your entity.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Okay, well, if the algorithms now demand this high-level peer-reviewed standard, That means those old ballot box methods must be failing spectacularly. And looking at our notes on Google's SpamBrain system, it really looks like a graveyard of old tactics.
Oh, it really is a graveyard. SpamBrain has evolved into this incredibly sophisticated machine learning system. It neutralizes spam across multiple languages simultaneously.
Wow.
And it isn't just looking at the link itself anymore. It's looking at the network topology.
Network topology. Okay, let's break that down so you, the listener, don't get lost in the computer science jargon here. How does SpamBrain actually spot these fake links using topology?
Think of it like a casino spotting a ring of card counters. A casino doesn't just watch one single player, right?
Right, they watch the whole floor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They watch how a group of players interact, where they sit, when they bet big, how they signal each other. SpamBrain does the exact same thing with websites.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Like with private blog networks, right? PBNs.
Yes, exactly. In the past, people built these networks of hundreds of fake sites, created solely to link to each other and artificially boost search rankings.
Right, they were just manipulating the vote count.
But SpamBrain can now spot the footprint of those networks instantly. It looks at shared IP addresses, overlapping registration dates, and unnatural velocity.
Unnatural velocity meaning, like, did a brand new site just get 500 links in 3 hours from sites that all use the exact same hosting provider?
Precisely. The system maps the connections, recognizes the pattern of manipulation, and devalues the entire network in milliseconds.
Milliseconds. That is terrifying if you're trying to game the system. And that makes the whole concept of mass guest posting look incredibly risky, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know the strategy where a company just churns out hundreds of garbage articles and begs other blogs to publish them just for the backlink?
It's worse than risky at this point. It's a massive waste of resources.
Yeah.
And honestly, it connects directly to the new epidemic of AI-generated spam outreach flooding everyone's inboxes.
Oh my gosh, do not even get me started on that. Getting 50 emails a day saying, "Dear sir, I read your esteemed blog."
Right, we all get them. It costs practically nothing now to have an AI generate and send 10,000 highly personalized emails asking for a backlink.
But because everyone is doing it, the editorial trust in cold email outreach has effectively plummeted to zero.
Zero. And the data backs this up perfectly. The SEMrush reports in our research show that websites relying heavily on spammy backlink practices experience massive ranking volatility during core algorithm updates.
So their traffic doesn't just dip a little.
No, it completely tanks. They disappear overnight.
Which brings up a very practical question for you listening, because you still see these cheap backlink packages advertised all over social media and freelancer sites, right? Like, get 500 high domain authority links for $50.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
Wait, so if I buy one of those packages today, are you saying I'm essentially paying money to flag my own site for SpamBrain? That sounds like paying a contractor to sabotage my foundation.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, yes, you are absolutely paying for a penalty. Search engines today evaluate the publishing intent and the natural context of a link.
But how? They use natural language processing to understand why a link exists.
Exactly.
But how does a machine understand intent? It doesn't know that $50 changed hands behind closed doors.
No, it doesn't need a bank receipt. It understands context mathematically. Google's language models understand the semantic relationship between words.
Okay, give me an example of that.
So if you have an article about, say, digital cameras, and suddenly there is a sentence awkwardly shoved into the third paragraph that says, "Also, if you need the best running shoes, click here."
Right, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Exactly. The algorithm knows that sentence is semantically detached from the rest of the text. It knows the clickable text, the anchor text, is over-optimized.
Ah, exact match anchor abuse.
Exactly. In the past, you would buy hundreds of links where the clickable text was literally the exact keyword you wanted to rank for, like best running shoes.
Right.
Today, overusing exact match keywords in unnatural context just looks engineered. It doesn't look earned. And the machine learning model flags it as manipulative intent.
So if cheap tricks get you penalized, and chasing sheer volume is a quick way to get ignored or banned by SpamBrain, how do smart businesses actually survive this?
By leaning into the one thing that AI currently cannot simulate.
Which is?
Real world, contextual relevance, and genuine human validation.
Ah. The new gold standard, quality over quantity. The research we have breaks down the specific types of links that actually move the needle in 2026, and they seem to fall into a few clear buckets.
All right, let's go through them.
First up are editorial backlinks. These are natural placements born from genuine value. Basically, you publish something so insightful or useful that an author at a major publication just had to cite it.
And those are the absolute hardest to earn, but they carry the most weight by far. They are massive trust signals because they are virtually impossible to manipulate at scale.
Okay, then there are niche relevant links. This is about topical authority. And here's where it gets really interesting because I think a lot of people misunderstand metrics like domain rating.
Oh, complete.
Let me use an analogy here. Let's say my basement is flooding and I desperately need to hire a plumber. If my next door neighbor recommends a local plumber, that highly relevant localized recommendation is worth its weight in gold to me.
Right, because the context matches your exact need perfectly.
Right. But if a random billionaire living in a massive mansion in another country recommends their plumber, I mean, that billionaire has a much higher, quote unquote, domain rating.
Exactly. They have massive authority and influence in general.
But they have zero relevance to my specific local problem. That recommendation is utterly useless to me.
That is a brilliant way to conceptualize it, honestly. The algorithms evaluate links the exact same way now. An e-commerce site selling specialized accounting software gets significantly more value from a link on a niche sauce blog than they do from a massive high domain rating lifestyle website that talks about, like, celebrity gossip.
Oh, relevance is king.
Relevance is absolutely king.
And that's why local business links like regional media, community organizations are such a core part of establishing credibility for local services. It's also why contextual backlinks are so vital.
Yes.
You mentioned natural language processing earlier. You can't just hide a link in the footer of a website anymore and expect it to count, right?
No. Placement quality matters immensely now. The search engine evaluates the text before and after your link to understand exactly what you are being recommended for.
That's wild.
It is. Modern evaluation focuses way less on raw, third-party metrics like domain rating and much more on actual traffic, editorial review, and user value.
Yeah.
The ultimate test the algorithm is trying to simulate is simply, would a real human being actually click this link?
And if the surrounding context suggests the answer is no, the algorithm just devalues it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we know what we need. We need editorial, highly relevant, contextually natural links. But let's get down to the brass tacks, the reality of business. How do we actually convince people to give us these high-quality recommendations?
Like the million-dollar question.
Especially if we know we can't just beg for them and we know cold AI emails are basically useless.
You have to stop chasing links and start becoming a magnet for them. The research outlines advanced 2026 strategies centered entirely around building linkable assets.
Mm-hmm.
But I will warn you, this requires a fundamental shift in how you view SEO because it involves heavy integration with digital PR.
Okay, I have to push back here. Digital PR, creating newsworthy campaigns and doing journalist outreach.
Yes.
Listen, if I'm a bootstrap startup founder listening to this or I'm running a lean marketing team, I don't have a public relations department. I don't have $50,000 to run a massive PR stunt in Times Square. How is this practical for normal people?
I get that a lot, but it is practical because digital PR in this context doesn't mean throwing a lavish launch party or doing a national media tour. It means leveraging what you already have.
Yeah.
Your own data and your own expertise.
Okay, I'm listening.
The real heavy hitters for earning links aren't stunts at all. They are original research, data studies, and utility tools.
Oh, I see. So things like surveys, industry benchmarks, free calculators, templates.
Yes, exactly. Think about the ecosystem of the internet right now. Journalists, bloggers, and even automated AI agents are constantly looking for hard data to back up their claims. So if an AI model is trying to write an article about, say, remote work trends in 2026, it needs statistics. If your company ran a survey of 500 remote workers and actually published the raw data, you become the primary source.
Ah, and you naturally attract those high authority links because you are providing the factual foundation for everyone else's content.
Precisely. You aren't pitching them. They are finding you because they need your facts.
So what does this all mean for you navigating this landscape today? If you have limited time and a tight budget, should you stop telling your AI to churn out 50 generic blog posts about the top 10 tips for productivity and instead take all that time and build one really good free time tracking calculator or conduct one original survey of your customer base?
100% yes. A generic AI blog post adds absolutely zero net new knowledge to the internet. And search engines know it.
Right. They have billions of pages of regurgitated advice already.
Exactly. An original survey, however, adds new facts. A functional calculator solves a unique problem. Publishers link to facts and tools. They do not link to rehashed AI summaries.
That is such a crucial distinction. Net new knowledge. You have to bring something to the table that the AI search engines can't just synthesize from their existing training data.
And that absolutely includes thought leadership, too.
Like expert commentary.
Yes. The data shows brands are earning top-tier links by providing expert commentary to journalists. Experience-based insight is literally the one thing AI simply cannot replicate yet.
Right, and AI hasn't spent 10 years in the trenches running a logistics company dealing with supply chain failures on a Tuesday.
Exactly. When you share that hard-earned practical experience, you become a linkable asset yourself.
Okay, let's talk about the payoff here. Because building these tools, conducting original research, organizing your data into reports, that takes serious effort. It takes time and real resources.
It does.
What is the actual tangible business impact of doing this right in 2026? Does it go beyond just seeing a line on a graph go up on some SEO dashboard?
Oh, the real-world ROI of trust is massive. I mean, the foundational benefit is, of course, higher organic rankings in traditional search engine results pages, the search price.
Right, the classic SEO benefit.
Yeah, but in highly competitive industries where literally everyone has perfectly optimized AI content on their pages, these high-quality editorial backlinks are the ultimate tiebreakers for visibility.
But the research highlights that it goes way beyond traditional search engines now. It's really about AI search visibility.
Yes, this is the critical shift. We're talking about appearing in the conversational answers generated by platforms like ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Gemini.
Okay, let's break down how that actually works, because this was a huge aha moment for me in the research. How does a chatbot actually know who to recommend when someone asks it a question?
Right. So these AI platforms use a mechanism called retrieval augmented generation.
RAG.
Yes, RAG. Because standard language models are basically frozen in time based on their training data. And because they have a tendency to hallucinate, they need a retrieval step to pull live, accurate information from the web right before they generate an answer for you.
But how do they know which websites to retrieve that data from? I mean, they can't just pull from the entire spam-filled internet, right?
Exactly. They have to filter for trust.
Ah.
They rely heavily on traditional trust signals, which primarily means authoritative backlinks. If your website has earned those high-quality editorial links, your brand is placed in their trusted tier.
So when the AI model performs its retrieval step,
it pulls your data, your tools, your brand name, and serves it directly to the user as the definitive answer.
Wow. And the traffic you get from these links and from these AI recommendations isn't just people aimlessly browsing around. The data shows it's highly qualified referral traffic.
Because the intent is already filtered. If a user clicks a link to your site from a trusted industry publication, or they click a citation link inside a Perplexity answer, they are already deeply engaged with your specific niche.
They aren't window shopping.
No. They have high intent.
And that leads to the real weight of this entire topic. A backlink isn't just a technical under-the-hood signal for a robot to read anymore. It acts as indirect social proof for the human being reading it.
Yes, absolutely.
It builds trust before a visitor even lands on your website. Like, if I read an article in a major financial magazine and they hyperlink to your accounting software as the industry standard, I already trust you before I've even seen your homepage.
You basically borrow their trust. And this leads to significantly higher conversion rates when that user finally arrives on your site. They don't need to be convinced. The publication they already trust did all the convincing for you.
Furthermore, the research emphasizes long-term stability. Sites with strong earned backlink profiles survive Google algorithm updates with far less volatility.
They aren't relying on some temporary technical loophole that SpamBrain is just going to close next month. They built an actual solid foundation.
Which raises an important question, one that I feel is implicitly asked throughout all of these sources we looked at. Are businesses today actually doing SEO, or are they doing digital PR and reputation management?
Well, looking at this playbook, conducting surveys, reaching out to journalists, building genuinely useful tools, establishing thought leadership, that doesn't look anything like the SEO of 10 years ago.
No, it really doesn't.
Because in 2026, they're the exact same thing. SEO is PR. PR is SEO. Ah. It is all fundamentally reputation management.
So to wrap up this journey, we started in the absolute chaos of the 2026 AI content flood, where the sheer volume of perfectly written text has made the content itself almost meaningless as a standalone ranking signal.
Right.
We walked through the graveyard of SpamBrain, looking at how the machine learning models now analyze network topology to penalize the PBNs, the exact match anchor abuse, and those terrible AI outreach emails.
And we saw how paying for cheap links is literally paying to sabotage your own domain.
Exactly. And then we arrived at the modern era, where the new gold standard is contextual relevance and editorial validation, where original research, digital tools, and genuine trust are the ultimate currencies.
Link building didn't die when AI arrived, it just grew up.
It matured. So the core takeaway for you as you apply this to your own brand, do not chase link volume. Stop looking for technical shortcuts to trick the algorithm.
Focus entirely on being a credible, trustworthy voice that others naturally need to cite.
Apply this by creating assets of genuine value. Build the calculator, run the survey, publish the hard data.
Become the resource that the AI search engines are desperate to find.
But as we promised at the start, we want to leave you with a provocative final thought, something that builds on this research, but takes it one step further into the future.
Yes, so we've established that AI platforms are currently relying heavily on high-authority human backlinks. Our editorial choices are journalistic citations to figure out what to trust when they build their answers today.
Right. They desperately need us humans to vote on what's real through our links. But what happens when these AI systems eventually start creating their own closed-loop trusted citation network?
Think about it. If an AI model starts evaluating the trust of another AI's citations and generating its answers based purely on other AI-generated synthesized data,
How long until human editorial review is entirely cut out of the loop of trust? I mean, if the machines eventually decide what the machines should read, and they start linking to each other based on their own internal logic, where does that leave human authority?
it's a fascinating and honestly slightly terrifying logical endpoint to all of this. We are currently the arbiters of truth for the machines, but that might not last forever.
It really is something for you to chew on as you navigate this crazy digital landscape. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the source material. Keep questioning the algorithms, keep building genuine value, and keep exploring. We'll catch you next time.